Wednesday afternoon, time for our bi-monthly conversation with MIBiz senior writer Mark Sanchez. Some numbers out from the Supply Management Research Survey suggesting that tariffs are having an impact on the West Michigan economy and consumers.
Yeah, this comes from us. This is a monthly index Brian Long there at GVSU does. Every month, he surveys industrial purchasing managers here in Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo, rolls all the numbers into a hopper, comes out with these activity indexes, and he found some things this month that, okay, let's pay attention to this, and namely, it's uncertainty from the tariffs and this potential trade war we're entering into here in America. There's one thing all business people hate, small businesses to corporations. They hate uncertainty. Nobody wants uncertainty. The uncertainty that this potential trade war brings is perhaps causing some folks to pull back a little bit because three of the four key indices fell, and one fell significantly into negative territory for the first time in about a year and a half. So Brian's kind of sounding that bell just a little bit. He says for the short time, you know, there's a positive impact from the tax cuts on the economy. The economy is still in good shape. The respondents to his monthly survey say, nope, the economy is still good. It's looking good. However, and it's a big however, they're a little worried about what these trade tariffs are going to do to the economy.
He talks about some of the pass-through costs that we're already beginning to see, and the companies that were expanding are now shelving their expansion plans. Again, it's that uncertainty out there, and I think his takeaway, he's going to keep an eye on employment numbers. He says that's a lagging indicator.
Yeah, and that's a late indicator. And oh, by the way, we're awfully long in this economic expansion period. But when you talk about the steel tariffs, we've heard from folks like Herman Miller and Steelcase talking about how that's beginning to affect their business and the cost implications of that. So there are consequences to some of this, and you got to look at the overall.
And there is some stability out there in our next story, and that is from you. You're the author, Stability Emerges in Michigan's Small Group Insurance Market.
Boy, health insurance costs have been rising for 30 years in America. They fluctuate up, 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 mostly depending on each year. Some are big, some are moderate, some are small. The last few years, last 2 to 4 years, there has been some moderation in premiums for the small group market. This is the market for small businesses, 50 employees and under. Initially, after the Affordable Care Act came into effect in 2010, there were some really significant price spikes for some small businesses because of coverage mandates and other issues in the way groups are rated. But in the last few years, we're seeing rate moderation. And it's kind of a good news, bad news thing. First, we'll give you the numbers. Priority Health, they're proposing a 2.6% decrease in rates for HMO and point of service plans that start January 1, and then 0.8% decrease in rates for its PPO plan sold through Priority Health Insurance Company. Blue Cross Blue Shield also proposes just a minor 0.1% decrease statewide, and its HMO subsidiary, Blue Care Network, would lower rates 2.7%. And those are for policies that begin in January in the small group market. The good news is everybody likes paying less. The bad news is these proposed rate decreases are based on continuing escalation of health premiums over the years. The Employers Association here in Grand Rapids does an annual cost survey of health plans and what employers are paying. Right now, for a family health plan, it's more than $17,700 a year for a family health plan in West Michigan. Employees are paying about a quarter of that share through their payroll contributions to their health benefits. So, again, it's good news, bad news. Good news is we see rate stabilization continuing, at least for another year, perhaps see what 2020 brings. But the bad news is these proposed decreases are coming off some pretty high costs.
And we're seeing the shift. Retailer group forms private health insurance exchange. So we're seeing quite a bit of this.
Yeah, this is something that comes from the Michigan Retailers Association. It represents about 5,000 mostly small businesses, small retailers across the state. You know, we're talking about kind of the mom and pop Main Street type retailers who are part of the organization. What it's done is formed a private health insurance exchange. Now, this is not to be confused with the public exchange that's part of the Affordable Care Act. This is a private exchange where if you as an employer, and in talking to the folks at the MRA, they talk about everybody's having a tough time finding good workers and keeping people in a good economy with a labor shortage and low unemployment. So they formed this private health exchange. for retailers who want to maybe get into offering employee health coverage or maybe do it in a different way. It would allow them to fashion kind of a customized benefit package. And then if they wish, employee, I will provide you X amount each month to go buy your benefit. And through the exchange, they can use that to buy a medical plan, or they can buy vision or dental benefits or life insurance or disability benefits. They can decide how to spend that money. And we've seen some of these private exchanges in the last 4, 5, 6 years. Some have worked, some have not as well as the backers had hoped. But the Michigan Retailers Association has some high hopes that this is kind of a new option, a new opportunity for those small retailers to get in and provide some kind of benefits to their employees to keep the good folks on the payroll.
Grocery retailers out there, they're looking at marketing initiatives and how technology fits in.
Yeah, this is a story by my coworker Nick Manis here at MIBiz. It's just another example of how everything is changing in the digital age, in the age of the web. We're seeing the grocery stores, obviously, you can use kind of like an Uber-like app. Spartan stores have this. Meijer has it with Shipt, I think it's called. You place your order through the app. Somebody goes and does the shopping for you, brings it to your home. We've seen Meijer with kind of the new service. You can scan the items as you take them off the shelf, and then that makes for a little faster checkout at the self-serve lane when you're checking out. And this is just an example of how the retail industry is adapting and embracing these technologies to kind of improve the service. And there's a nice little data point that Nick had in the story. This comes from the Food Marketing Institute and marketing research firm Nielsen. They estimate that by 2024, just 6 years away, 70% of all grocery consumers will do their shopping online. So that's an indication of what's ahead, at least a prediction, and you're seeing the grocery chains respond to that by bringing out these new digital services that make it a little more convenient to do your grocery shopping.
Of course, that'll be delivered by an autonomous vehicle or a drone.
Who knows what the future holds? The digital age is a fascinating place, and who knows? You know, we're just, about 25 years into the World Wide Web since it went mainstream, and it's in its infancy still when you consider the broader package. So who knows what tomorrow will bring?
MIBiz Senior Writer Mark Sanchez, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and talk to you again.